second hour of The Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're having a good day. The sun's out. It's warming up. The grass is so green after this week.
I know.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's a real change.
Yes.
I mean, one day it was brown and the next day, green.
Exactly. That's how spring goes. Well, yep. Thanks for joining us. And it is that time in the show where we take your questions. So feel free to give us a call. If you're looking for something, if you have a complaint, if you need a little dose of inspiration, give us a call. 651-641-1071. You can always email us too by going to mytalk1071.com, clicking on the Shop Girls page. You can message us there. And then, of course, on the socials, at Allie Shops, A-L-I-S-H-O-P-S, and at Harmony Kaplan is where you can reach us on Twitter.
You know, last week when someone called and wanted a Mother the Bride dress, shock.
Okay. Yeah.
But this week I got an email from Anthropologie with their new Beholden collection, and they had some lovely Mother of the Bride dresses in there that were not real expensive. Long and short. And the woman I know had been asking about something not too fancy, or I think it was an outdoor wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And I did mention that, but I think it really is a good place to check because they do have a whole new collection.
Okay.
Just thought I'd tell you that.
Yes. No, thank you very much.
Sure.
And then I wanted to take the opportunity to put a question out to the listeners. Are you ready? Are you finally ready? And I know we've been talking about this for years. As the New York Times noted this week, the obituary for skinny jeans has been written time and time again, but consumers have made sure that they don't go away because women love their skinny jeans and they refuse to stop wearing them, even as designers try to tell us that, you know, whether it's a boot cut or a cropped wide leg or whatever, consumers have been consistent about loving skinny jeans, but now,
yes,
it seems for the first time in more than a decade, Levi's is even saying that what is selling and what is cycling now is looser fits, and that's for women as well as men, and they really see that it's the loose, wider cuts that have the momentum. How are we all feeling, ladies? And gentlemen, you done with your skinny jeans? 651-641-1071. What about you, Mom?
Well, I was going to just say first that I did think it was interesting because this executive from Levi's said, I didn't realize that denim cycles have usually been, the last denim cycle, he said, has been longer than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, usually, he said, if it's sustained for another season or two, it's possible it really will be a new denim cycle.
How do you feel?
Didn't know it worked.
How do you
like
feel,
that.
Hope? Are you done with skinnies?
Well, I did get a new pair of jeans from Ever Eve. Mm. I can't say they're a looser fit. There's like 7 buttons to them, but they're super cute. They're super
Plan
cute.
You're drinking accordingly.
They're not skinny. They're more of a straighter leg.
Yeah.
So I think they're super cute, and I wore them last night. But then I'm like, oh, I can't really wear certain boots with them. So
right.
Now I have to up my shoe game a little bit for these jeans.
This is always the issue. When you change the pants silhouette, the whole shoe wardrobe.
Yes. Well, it isn't only the shoe wardrobe. What I was realizing is, like, I have a lot of sweaters and blouses and all that are longer. And with a skinny jean, that looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Not so good. If it's a, you know, if you've got a fuller pant, and I mean, then you just kind of look like a sack.
I know.
Although, boy,
I feel you.
I
think, I mean, you see the images on sites like on Everlane or some of the kind of like modern minimalist fashion sites. But I think that some of those looks where it's like a longer top and then a fuller pant, it can work if you're 6 feet tall.
That's it. That's
if
the
if you have the height, you can get
in
away with
head,
it. But when you're short, you got to pick the volume.
In my head, I think it's going to look great. And then I look in the mirror and it just really doesn't
I've
work.
I've had so many of those moments.
It's so upsetting.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, though, that skinny jeans still make up the largest share of women's jeans, 34% of the sales in the U.S.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's not like everybody is just throwing them away. I think maybe, you know, like when we were talking about the split pant, and so many of those are obviously a fuller pant. Mm-hmm. I think you don't think your eye is going to change, but it does. Mm-hmm. You know, like at first when they were really showing the fuller pants, oh, you know, I'm never going to wear that. It looks okay now. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as everything's in proportion.
Totally. I mean, you're absolutely right, though, that it does require a different. I mean, it's like the tops have to change, too. And you need shorter. Yeah. I mean, I think it's like I'll always want to keep a pair of skinnies on hand, especially if I'm just having a day where I want to wear like a big oversized shirt or sweater. And they're just easier. I need to tuck into boots. But I agree. It doesn't look as fresh as it once did.
Yeah.
It's not wrong. Not the latest.
That's a very good way of putting it.
Thank you.
Just not as fresh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Go for it. Not saying you shouldn't. But, you know, it's just things do change.
Do you know what is fresh?
What is fresh?
Sarah Jessica Parker. She's
always,
come up with.
I mean,
I do not understand where she has time for all of this. But I guess maybe because Broadway has been closed and she never got to do the play she was supposed to do with her husband. So anyway, she is now. I don't know. I'd never heard of this company. Have you ever heard of the Novogratz?
Oh, yeah. They're a couple. Yeah.
Yes,
oh, my God. I'm obsessed with them. So they're like.
Obsessed with them?
Yes. Yes.
How do you
love
know them?
Their
I did
style.
Not
I've been following
them
for years. So they are a design couple and they have like 72 children.
72?
And they still manage to live in these most like. Exquisite modern homes, and it's just obscene. It's just ridiculous.
Have a nanny for each of the 72 children.
I think they have like 7 kids, and they document their life in a really fun way.
Oh, I have to look.
They do. They've done collaborations with CB2.
Yes, and they have their names are Robert and Courtney.
Yeah.
Novogratz.
And they have their own line. I feel like they had a reality TV show for a while, too, I think.
That I don't know.
I'm almost positive that's where I first met them.
But now that, you know, we're all wearing SJP shoes, and if she has a chain on her mask, then we want to wear that.
Yeah.
So now she's going to help us revamp our homes. So she's collaborating with the Novogratz couple, and they said that it's a capsule collection, colorful and fun. There's pastel lawn chairs. There's a lot of like towels with all of her high heel shoes printed in bright colors mm-hmm. on them, and reusable water bottles and all of that kind of thing. Her shoes, you know, are done. Sarah Jessica Parker shoes. The founder of the brand is Manolo Blahnik.
Yes.
And they're also very excited about this. They said
so. They're actually putting it's home items that are inspired by Sarah Jessica Parker's shoe line.
Well, she's designed these, I guess, and apparently shoes are
but
her
they've
thing.
They've done actual like pillows with her high heels on them,
right?
With
like
the prints, patterns.
And as of yesterday. 16th, the collection's available to shop exclusively at shopthenovogratz.com.
They have a pop-up. Yeah, I had just read about that. They have a pop-up that just opened in L.A.
Yeah, it just opened mid-month. Mm-hmm.
Can you get
LA.
This stuff online, though, if you're not going to be in L.A.?
I believe I just said that.
Okay.
That you go to shopthenovogratz.com.
Okay.
Exclusively. And that started yesterday.
Do you want beach towels that have high heels on them
the
words Sarah Jessica Parker? Is that something you're craving?
I do not want those. I didn't see anything. And like the chairs and stuff, they were not inexpensive. Like you can go to Target and pick up one of those little chairs for what? $10?
They look just like those chairs, but
except
done in sort of like a quirky, retro, ironic way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I was looking on their website, the Novogratz website. I mean, their things are not inexpensive.
Yeah.
They, you know.
This is kind of a weird one to me. I don't really
well,
see
we'll see
this.
What happens.
I like SJP, love the Novogratz. I don't really understand what they're bringing to each other. But you know what? If they're happy,
you know what?
Good for them.
Right. It's a nice relationship that they can enjoy together.
I guess if you really, really, really love shoes, having beach towels with bright colored heels on them is kind of fun.
Right. I had a friend who she loved shoes. That was her main thing. And that would have been an ideal kind of gift.
Sure.
To give her. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we need to take a moment. We're taking a break. And I want you to really kind of channel your brain power, because it's going to take a lot of concentration for my mother to walk us through what an NFT is. I'm hoping that will come up in the tech report.
It might.
That's straight ahead. Don't go away.
I got 100 years to live.
Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, Mom, I know it's time for the tech report, yep, but I just want to set you up by posing this.
Okay.
So one of the biggest stories this week on TCBMag.com.
I have it the most, in my tech report.
I'm telling you, but like one of the stories that got the most traffic and most buzz this week,
yep,
was about a drone clip, mm-hmm, of the Bryant Lake Bowl. Now, this was a big story a couple of weeks ago. We covered it. And now that clip, that video clip is being, it was called Right Up Our Alley. And it was made, Hollywood directors were even like saying, oh, this is so great. And, you know, and giving props to this clip that was done by a small Minneapolis production company, a drone video of Bryant Lake Bowl. It is being auctioned off as an NFT.
Right.
And I'll leave it there because it's time for the tech report. And I know you're going to explain to us what in the world is an NFT.
The internet, it's a series of tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's Tech Report.
I am indeed, Allison.
Fantastic. Break it down.
An NFT, mm-hmm, which actually stands for non-fungible token. Okay, and then we all have to go look up fungible.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is actually something like the cryptocurrency that, you know, the whole idea of Bitcoin and, mm-hmm, all of these things that are, mm-hmm, going around. But what it does is it actually is something that is stored. It can't be in any other form other than digital. So it can be a drawing or it could be music or whatever.
Yeah.
But it stays as a digital form. You could pay $10,000 for this drone thing.
Right.
And the only place you will have it is on your,
right,
digital screen.
And the other part of it is, as far as owning this video.
Yes.
It's on YouTube. Anybody can go see it.
But you own it. And you.
And what does that do for you? You heard about the most.
Happy.
The one that just sold for like a bazillion dollars. Really? Like what? The one sold for,
yes,
millions, or like an insane amount.
Like 400,000.
No.
That was
millions.
Okay.
There was another one.
Well, there was also a house that sold, and the artwork that was done of the house made it in real vibrant colors and all that. They paid something like $750,000 for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand why. I don't understand if you, but I don't understand why people.
$69 million.
Okay.
$69 million a digital artist earned for a non-fungible, yes, token that sold in March. I heard him interviewed and he was as mystified as we are.
Okay. And that was $15 million more than Monet's painting Nymphia sold, yeah, for in 2014.
Yeah.
Why do people deal in Bitcoin? Or I don't know if it's called Doggy Coin or Doji Coin, because that's another one. Yeah, I mean, these are all, and I actually heard my son talking on a podcast saying, uh-huh, that he was investing in some of this, mm-hmm, that he, which I thought, oh, you idiot. But I didn't say that because it was a podcast and he couldn't hear me. But I do not understand. Now, if we think about it, our money that we use, we've just decided that that's currency,
true,
right?
True.
However, the government does back it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the whole thing with Bitcoin and all of this. I'm sure there's somebody a lot smarter than me that could explain why it's important or why it's a good idea or why people are investing. I don't, I, am not.
I mean, I, you know, look, as everything becomes more digital and our lives are in the clouds and it's where we keep our photos and our music and we don't feel the need to like own physical things in the same way anymore. It makes sense that art collecting would move that way, too. But it's just the fundamental difference is, you know, you buy a piece of art on a canvas, you hang it on a wall and you own it and you see it. When you buy a digital thing that everybody else can access anyway,
it doesn't feel like you have anything.
It's just a bit of a head scratcher. But I mean, I guess it's got to be a little bit of a vanity thing saying you own it.
I guess I don't really get it. You know, there's got to be something new all the time. But see, I did explain it.
Very good.
So there.
Very good.
Now
thank
let
you.
Me tell you something more important.
Okay.
Thank God for all of us, Chrissy Teigen has returned to Twitter.
Oh.
You know, it's been
a long retirement.
It's been a long 23 days. What can I tell
has
you?
Has it even been 23 days?
Yes, it's been 23 days.
Jeez, that went fast.
And that's when she logged off and she said, it turns out it feels terrible to silence yourself and also no longer enjoy belly chuckles randomly throughout the day and also lose 2,000 friends at once laughing out loud. She has 13 million followers. Uh-huh. So anyway, apparently maybe her therapist said it would be good for her to get back on there and that she's got to learn to take a grip.
You think her therapist would give her that advice?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, because maybe she's been really upset not being on there.
But I thought she went off because of her mental health and
sanity. She did, but obviously it turned out that it created more angst than she realized. So thank God she's back.
Okay.
So you can follow her again. So here's another thing. I know you have a Spotify account, right?
I mean, that's very personal of you, but
oh,
yes.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know that that was so personal. Why?
Is
that
joking?
Okay. All right. Well, Spotify has come out with something called a car thing. That's what it's called. I don't care about the actual thing. I love the name. It's called a car thing.
What is it?
So if you want to be on you're on a road trip and you like soundtracks of different music or news, entertainment, all of that, the Spotify's car thing will cover you. It is available right now to select users in the U.S. and it puts your whole audio library you can get it with just one voice command or a tap or a turn or a swipe. So you can play your favorite songs and all faster than you could or, you know, listen to podcasts and all of that as well. You can do it, obviously, before you pull out of your driveway. We don't want anybody having any accidents.
No.
But you also can just say, you can give a command. You have to have a Spotify premium account to use the car thing. But it's a very simple setup. You plug the device into a 12-volt power outlet. You sync it with your smartphone. It's got to be an iOS 14 or an Android 8 or above.
Okay.
And then you connect it to your phone. You connect your phone to the stereo system in your vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And once it's configured, all you say is, hey, Spotify. And you ask for a song or podcast, and it will play it for you. And Spotify said they developed this because they saw a need from their users, many who felt they were missing out on seamless and personalized in-car listening. Hmm. So it's expected to retail. Listen to this. It's expected to retail for $79.99, but it's available to premium customers free right now. Just $6.99 for shipping. There's no word yet on how long the limited free sale
mm-hmm.
or freedom, whatever you want to call it, will last. But anyway, this is a thing now.
Okay.
So if you have that kind of account, then you could get that. So
thank you very much.
I guess I'm done.
I have, I just want to give a quick shout out to Suna, which is a Minneapolis-based company. They have a studio in the old Park Boutique space on East Hennepin.
Uh-huh.
They raised $10 million in a Series A this week, and they're going to widely expand their distribution and their tech and digital photos.
Good deal.
Are all there.
I'll have to be in contact.
Yes. Women owners, good to see. We'll be back with more Shop Girls and another guest right after this. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, we talked about at the beginning of the show this really nice, heartwarming story this week of this cool collaboration that's happening between a brand that has really grown and found its legs out of Community Commons at Mall of America. It's called For the Love, now has its own standalone store at Mall of America, and a collaboration, a hoodie that launched this week at all Evereve stores nationwide and online, and of course at For the Love. And so excited for Dave, the founder of For the Love, to be joining us now. I know it's not easy to tear him away from his customers. I experienced that myself at the store. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going okay. First of all, how are things at the store? It was super busy last week. Has the traffic stayed really busy?
Yeah, it's been amazing. The traffic has been actually more than I expected, and I'm super grateful for it because we're meeting a whole bunch of tourists from out of town, from different cities and states, and they're getting the opportunity to get introduced to For the Love, just as the local Twin Cities residents are getting more acclimated to the brand as well.
That's great. Well, speaking of the brand, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your inspiration? What do you mean by For the Love, and how do you envision this brand, which was kind of doing pop-ups, and you were starting to formulate this brand, and then this amazing opportunity came up to showcase your merchandise, your hoodies, your shirts, and track jackets at Mall of America without paying rent, which is a pretty cool opportunity. So tell us about For the Love.
Definitely. So For the Love, we are a luxury streetwear apparel brand that focuses on building community and celebrating diversity and providing a platform for entrepreneurs, creatives, and just like-minded people to share their stories. What's going on, you guys? Welcome in. Welcome in. Give me one second, y'all.
Tell them you're on live radio, Dave.
Don't they understand?
I love it. Dave, this has obviously been just a horrible, difficult week everywhere, and especially here in the Twin Cities with another police shooting, with the Chauvin trial going on. How do you feel like, how do you filter that through your clothing?
I'm doing this little press run real quick.
This is the first. We've had guests call in from fitting rooms.
Yes.
But never while they're actually waiting. No, he doesn't. He's on his own. He's on his own. That's okay. That's all right.
Fails are important.
Dave. Listen, I'm telling you, he is busy. His store is on the third floor at Mall of America, on the west side, so kind of between Macy's and Nordstrom. That's where you find it. And he's got a lot of brand. The reason why Megan Tampty from Evereve made a beeline for Dave's brand when she went into Community Commons is because For the Love and the Hearts. Megan loves hearts.
Oh, I relate
her to that. Her tagline is with heart. She approaches everything with heart and with love, and so they really bonded over that. Dave, are you still with a customer, or are you back?
No, we're back.
Okay. Dave, I'm sorry. I was we won't keep you long, but I just was wondering if you could talk a little bit about when you think you're from North Minneapolis, the events of this week, so difficult to process. You know, we sort of wrestle with, is it really okay to talk about clothes and shopping when horrible things are happening in our own city? How do you reconcile that, and how do you feel like you can make a difference through this brand?
Definitely. How I see it is with our brands, we're able to reach many people, right? We have wide audiences, and we're able to open up the dialogue and conversation with this type of stuff to our customers, because it is important for people to talk about, because it's everyday life, and to talk about what they can do to make it better, whether that's listening, whether that's utilizing your resources and your network to be able to make a stand for something. And, you know, everyone has something to contribute, I feel like. whether if that's, you know, financially or emotionally or just, you know, just trying to comfort somebody. So that's kind of how I view it. And I think with the brand, we're able to reach so many people that we're able to drive change by, if it's doing a collaboration to raise money to donate to, like, supporting the family that is affected from these causes. Those things kind of, they don't fix the issues, but I'm sure that the support is definitely needed.
Yeah, for sure. Dave, I loved knowing that when you first met Megan, when she walked in, Megan Tampti, the CEO, co-CEO of Evereve, when she walked into Community Commons and saw your merchandise and started asking questions, of course, you had no idea. Why would you know who Megan Tampti is? Why would you have ever set foot in Evereve? But the two of you struck up this really great friendship. What have you learned about retail and entrepreneurship from her? I know she's learned a lot from you. What have you learned from her?
So what I've learned from Megan is that, man, she manages 2,000 employees. Hmm. That's crazy. I don't have one employee.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah. And so that right there just shows how, you know, how passionate you have to be about the work that you're doing to be able to lead so many people because of how many people you're affecting and impacting on a daily basis. And just wanting to make sure you're doing your business and your personal life with the things that matter to you.
Right.
Like Megan, she believes in humility and empathy and being authentic and, you know, building relationships and moving with tenacity. All of those things that are a culture of her brand relate over to her real life and showcases why she is as successful as she is with her company. So
right,
you're a good team.
I'm trying to apply that to what I'm doing with For the Love.
Absolutely. Well, we'll go let you do that. We'll go let you apply those skills. It's a busy day.
By the way, as we're on the phone, I just saw one of our Ever Eve collaboration hoodies to one of my father figures here.
I love it.
Good deal.
Way to multitask, Dave. Who could say they've done that? They made a sale while on live radio. I love it. Dave Wan Poo, go see him at the Mall of America. The store is called For the Love. It's on the third floor. It's open now. Grew out of Community Commons. Take care, Dave.
Good
Thanks
luck
for
with
joining
everything.
Us. The sweatshirt, the hoodie, by the way, which you can buy at Mall of America, at For the Love, or at any Ever Eve store or online. It's got it's a white hoodie. It's unisex. It's the first time that Ever Eve has ever done a unisex item.
And I have to say, the picture in the article in MSP,
yeah,
Meg, of the two of them is just the greatest picture.
It's super cute.
I
and
love
the,
it.
And the wait, I was trying to find the words that it. Where does it say? What does it say in the little heart? I can't.
Well,
with my
it says living.
Eyes. There we go.
Overcoming.
Yes.
Valuing everyone.
Yes. So it's a golden black heart, and then it has those words around it. And living, overcoming, valuing everyone. And my favorite thing that Megan told me from her time with Dave is that she just is so tickled that a young, cool guy like Dave, who's 26, and this is a brand that he started, and he was working with MEDA, which is an economic development organization, and they're the ones who said, hey, there's this opportunity at Mall of America. And so that's why he got it. And Megan said the fact that he's willing to be friends with a middle-aged mom like me is just really cool.
I would not describe her that way.
I don't think of her that way either.
No, but I was going to ask you, though. He's 26. I mean, What had he been doing before? Had he always wanted to get into this
He had a job, and he actually got laid off from his job and just decided it was time to take control and do the thing that he wanted to do. And
what
so he started this
he
brand. I don't know, Mom. That's not the point
I'd
of the
like
story.
To get this information.
The point is, he started this brand, and he started doing like pop-ups and community events and just selling shirts and selling hoodies. And, you know, he was just kind of like just trying to get it off the ground.
Right.
And then the Mall of America thing happened, and it just shows how it really can completely change the trajectory of a brand. Same thing for Fabulous Diva Boutique. And there are six stores out of Community Commons that have now opened their own store. One of them was at Midtown Global Market. It's called La Cata, and they do these. I bought one for my son. They're just these really cool kind of South American styled sweatshirts with like graphics, and they're very cool shirts and kind of Mexican Latin inspired pieces, very colorful and embroidered. And they had sold at Midtown Global, and they were devastated, of course, by everything on Lake Street, and their business plunged. And now they've just got this enormous opportunity at Mall of America that they never thought they would have. We hear all the time from people who are so frustrated by stores removing plus size apparel. So go see Martina at Fabulous Diva Boutique.
Yeah, because absolutely.
It's all plus size, great colors, great pieces. And she's now got her own store as well.
And in this store, in
For the Love?
Yes, in For the Love. Besides the sweatshirt, that's a collaboration with Ever-E.
Yeah,
What else does he carry in the store?
It is mostly it's t-shirts, track jackets, sweatshirts. He does a lot of like sneaker sales, like collectible sneakers.
Oh.
Those were totally wiped out last week, but I think he had more coming in. But a lot of it is his branded. You know, he does the graphics, he does screen printing, and you know, it's all just very wearable for the times.
Do you think he locks the door and puts a sign up if he has to go to the bathroom?
Of course, you would be worried about that.
I know.
I thought maybe he would have a friend come in and help him out while he was on the phone with us. But I love that he made a sale while he was talking to us.
Yeah, I do too.
We will be back in just a minute with a couple more fun stories from this week and a few steals and deals. That's still ahead on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. If you had been missing Chip and Joanna Gaines, you must be delighted right now as they make their big return. Hardly feels like they were away, but I guess it was a couple of years since they left Fixer Upper and, you know, went to take a break. And now they're back. But it's sort of like they must have spent all that time planning, because now they're back not only with a new store, with a new show, but a new network, the Magnolia Network on Discovery Plus. And now they are buying a building. If this doesn't tell you something about where we're headed in the world, they're taking over a newspaper building in Waco, Texas.
They're really building Waco, Texas up.
Completely.
It's incredible what they've done.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be their expanded headquarters for Magnolia.
It's the former headquarters. Wait, what was the news? The Tribune.
The Waco Tribune Herald.
Yes. Yeah. Like 110,000 square foot building. And it's going to now house all of the Magnolia operations, which are plentiful. I have to say, I am a voracious consumer of HGTV. That's my like downtime go-to when it's just like on in the background and I'm not fully paying attention.
I don't understand.
Love it.
Your father.
But I will say, I've never been like I have nothing against Chip and Joanna. I've just never been like a super huge fan.
But,
really not interested in shiplapping.
In what?
What is it called? Shiplap? They're so well known for. It's a treatment to walls. That's not really my thing.
Whatever.
But anyway, I listened to them on Super Soul Sunday. They were on with Oprah.
Oh, okay.
On Super Soul Sunday. And I have to say, I was really charmed by them.
Oh, I think they are charming.
They were they've got such a good rapport, and hearing about their relationship and how this started and I truly believe that, I mean, Joanna wanted a little store. Her dream was to have like a little store, but she didn't think she would ever do it. And Chip she told Chip, she shared this dream, which she said was just like a little pipe dream in the back of her head. And he's like, well, why wouldn't you do that? Now, like, they just are such good partners. Literally the next day, he was like signing a lease for her.
Really?
And he's the one who pushed her to do it. And out of that little store comes this very big
life. Empire. It's an empire.
It's
an empire. And this, the downtown office building, they're going to have a hotel in it.
Oh,
and
will they own
last
that too?
Year they expanded their shopping district. They added a Magnolia Home Furniture store, thick small shops, a large patio with seating. They renovated an old church.
Jeez.
So I mean, it's there is no. She's done five. She did her first cookbook, the Magnolia Table.
Yep.
Which is also the name of their restaurant.
Yep.
And yeah, the Fixer Upper started in 2013. And they're going to be coming back on Discovery Plus in January.
They did come back in January.
Yeah, they did. Excuse me. They did come back. Yeah. Yes.
It's called now. It's the Fixer Upper Welcome Home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they have time for all the kids? Are they sick? They're sick.
Well, I think
they
can afford to hire help. Yeah. Now. They can just do the big dreaming and spend as much time as they want with the kids.
I guess if it works for them, that's good.
They also don't have TVs in their house.
Oh.
No TVs.
Oh, really?
They watch their show on a little laptop.
My goodness.
Uh-huh. They stream it. Isn't that crazy?
Kids, wow. That's amazing.
I know. I wanted Oprah to ask more about that. And like, how in the world what do all those kids do? It is Texas, though. They can run around outside all the time.
Right. But I've heard that about the late Steve Jobs and also Bill Gates, who that's how they've made their billions. And yet they don't let their family have. What's wrong? Maybe that's where we went wrong.
Yeah.
We had TVs in our house.
Right. Oh. It's your fault. Look at I could have been, so much more.
I know. The other question is, since you are such a lover of HGTV, did you watch Nate Berkus and Jeremiah on Rock the Block?
I did. Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
They didn't win.
Well, now you should have said spoiler alert for anybody who's getting caught up. Oops.
Well, it's over. Can you cut that out?
It's over. It ended last week.
Truth is, I do not.
It's over, and I think he's posted it on Instagram.
Yes, he has. I have a thing, and I mean, my husband loves to watch all those HGTV.
Yeah.
I'm not, and I guess part of it is I get so tired of everyone walking into every room and saying, oh, my God. This is so beautiful. Oh,
you have to practice your reactions.
I mean, yes, as you know.
I missed the first Rock the Block. I don't remember ever knowing about it.
The
fact that Nate was on it, I decided
he said he wouldn't do it again.
No. Well, I was shocked he did it at all. It's not his kind of thing. He's never done a competition show like that.
Yeah.
But and he's not really, and he had fun with it. He's not really so well suited because this competition wasn't about high design. It was about what's going to add value to the home.
Right.
That's not his jam.
And what my husband told me is that one of the reasons they didn't win is because they said like they hadn't taken into consideration in the kitchen. They didn't have cupboards, and so there were glass.
Everything was out in the open.
And it looks beautiful.
It looked beautiful, and they stood by it.
Practical.
But I have to say, what they did in the front
of
that house.
I did see that. It was beautiful.
And the way they, I mean, what a difference. They added windows on two sides to a room that just had walls and was closed in, completely opened it up, and then made it part of a wraparound porch. It was absolutely beautiful. And putting in this marble floor, I mean, it's amazing how one thing can just absolutely
elevate
a space.
And it's amazing when you have money,
right?
How you can do these things too.
Yes. That's the part you can forget when you get deep into watching these shows. Oh, right.
That
the money.
Yes.
Who will Ty Pennington come and just hand me the thousands of dollars I will need to make this
happen?
That's
a name from the past.
Although he was the host of the show.
Oh, was he the host?
Yeah.
I didn't see the beginning.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad he's got a job.
It was a fun show, and it was fun to see all the different things that they did. I really enjoyed it. Yes. My husband thought I was a little crazy watching it, but I enjoyed it.
There's nothing wrong as long as you enjoy it. I'm busy watching
it on
the
demand.
Twins.
Rock the Block.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have one more? We only have like a minute. If you want to do a couple.
If you have steals and deals, you better do it.
A couple quickies. I don't have a lot, but I want to tell a few. So let's do it. Well, if ever there was a week to shop gently used apparel to do resale, this would be it. Earth Day is coming up on Thursday. And in advance of that, there is a big local Earth Day clothing swap that's happening in St. Paul. It's actually happening tomorrow from 11 to 3. You can find it on, just do a search. We'll put a link up, but it's an Eventbrite item. It's an Eventbrite listing. It's open to everyone. It's the Earth Day clothing swap on 7th Street in St. Paul. You can bring items, you can shop items, and it's all about making sure that those pieces of clothing stay in circulation and don't end up in landfills. Yeah. So check that out if you want. It's the last weekend for Bunny Days at Grethen House. Wraps up tomorrow. This is the one where you take all your items, you then scratch off the discount at the counter, and you could get anywhere from 20 to 50% off.
That's a good deal.
So check that out in the North Loop.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.